Adam Maguire is here with the business news.
Thanks, Gavin. The country's commercial vacancy rate hit 14.1% in the second quarter of the year, according to new figures from Geodirectory. That's its highest level in the 10 years the data has been recorded. There were nearly 30,000 vacant commercial properties in the country by the end of June, with vacancies rising in 20 counties. Dara Keogh is CEO of Geodirectory. He joins me on the line now. Dara, what sectors or what types of commercial property are the biggest contributor to the vacancy rate in the country at the moment?
Yeah, so thanks, Adam. So we're looking at commercial vacancy rate as maybe a proxy for economic prosperity in a county, in a town, provincially and nationally. And we see that the biggest sector across the economy is the service sector, followed by retail and wholesale. So those two sectors together make up nearly 72% of all of the commercial properties. However, we are seeing some sort of shifts and changes around that. We're seeing that the level of vacancy around retail is increasing, and that's been a trend that we've seen over the last couple of years, which I suppose is no big surprise in terms of the changing patterns of purchasing by people, where we're more and more people are buying online, and in some cases retail is switching to using a website as its front door rather than an on-street presence.
You mentioned this being used as a proxy for the economy, and obviously the economy on paper at least is in good health at the moment, employment at record levels. So is this shift purely down to that move to online? Is hybrid working having an impact as well, or is that maybe shifting demand around away from city centres towards smaller towns?
Yeah, so we're still trying to understand that, to be honest. We think there is, anecdotally, there definitely is a shift, hybrid working. People are working from, you know, 2-3 days a week from home. So we think we're seeing that. We also think that it may be that businesses are downsizing a little bit, and if they have sort of 10 staff, they're not going to have any more than 5 in the office. So they don't need the same level of space that they did before. So maybe they co-share with other businesses because it makes sense. So, and as you said, maybe a movement away from the centre as well. So we are seeing an increase in vacancy rates in Dublin as well. Dublin's all around Dublin, actually. So, you know, that's maybe what's happening. So people may be surprised to hear, for example, in Dublin too, the vacancy rate is nearly 17%. So that's quite high considering the national rate is 14.1. On the other hand, in Dublin 15, the vacancy rate is only 6.9. So you have quite large variations when you just move small distances.
And there is a big variation from county to county as well. Some counties with quite a high vacancy rate, others with quite low ones.
Yeah, exactly. So if we look across all of the counties, as you said, 20 had an increase, 6 had a decrease. So the county with the highest level of vacancy is Sligo, nearly 20% at 19.9%. And the county with the lowest level of vacancies is Meath with 10.2%. So you can see that's nearly a 10% spread between two counties.
Does this suggest that we simply now have too many commercial properties in the country, and maybe that's going to have an impact on development over the next few years?
Well, in some areas, it looks like there is an oversupply or an overcapacity in terms of commercial properties. What that means, we'll have to see for the longer term. It may be that some of those empty commercial units could be converted to help with the supply of residential properties and you know, change their use, and there's space to do that. Though what we have to say is that at a national level, we think the commercial vacancy rate, the natural commercial vacancy rate, if you like, is around 10% or so. So there always is need for some commercial vacancy, but there is an oversupply, as you said. Like in Sligo, nearly 20%. If we're saying the national, the rate should be 10. That's double the rate. So there's plenty of room for development of areas there.
Dara Keogh, CEO of Geodirectory, thank you very much for that.